Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In Joplin Regional Stockyard sold 195 head of 915 pound steers at $3.52.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were mostly a dollar higher. Feeder pigs were mostly a dollar lower. Demand was moderate on a moderate offering. The weighted average for early wean pigs was $57.68, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $73.39. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News at 6 o'clock on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine and beer company, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Utah explained Friday how they caught the suspected killer of Charlie Kirk, who's been identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson.
A family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
That's Utah Governor Spencer Cox. Robinson now in custody. In public comments Friday night, her first since her husband was killed, Erica Kirk said she refuses to let the movement her husband built die. She also thanked President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance for their support after Wednesday's shooting. Republican lawmakers in Missouri passed a new legislative map that could help Republicans keep control of Congress. And the Justice Department is suing Uber for allegedly discriminating against passengers with disabilities. Uber denies the allegations. This is ABC News. President Trump suggested that Russia's drone incursion into Poland could have been a mistake, but Poland and NATO are taking steps to prevent future incursions. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz has details.
NATO ramping up air defenses from the Mediterranean to the Baltic. This comes just days after more than a dozen Russian attack drones violated Poland's airspace. NATO scrambling fighter jets to shoot them down.
Russia's recklessness in the air along our eastern flank is increasing in frequency.
France, the UK, and Germany, among several nations now sending additional assets to better defend NATO's eastern flank.
An attorney for Taylor Swift says the pop star would sit for a deposition if forced from the attorneys in Blake Lively's sexual harassment and retaliation lawsuit against Justin Baldoni. But Swift's lawyer also said the pop star has no material role in the action. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too. Join us this morning at 8:30 for your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. It's Prime Mover from WRCO-FM. Brought to you by Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, and All American Do It Center. Prime Mover every Saturday morning at 8:30 from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, early this morning, we're tracking quite a band of showers and thunderstorms just to our east. It's been producing heavy rainfall from near Wisconsin Dells down to Madison. Some places in that strip could see up to 3 inches of rainfall, with a flood advisory in place across Columbia and Sauk counties through 7:15 this morning. For Sauk County, looks like mainly the far eastern portion of the county getting that heavier rain. Otherwise, this will move away, and we should be left with a quiet and summer-like weekend with a warm air mass running from the southern plains right up to the upper Midwest. Temperatures will be soaring a good 10 to 15 degrees above normal. It'll be a touch muggy as well. The warm and humid conditions will linger for the first half of the week. Gradually, a weather system will move in, bringing us a better chance of rain toward Wednesday and Thursday, and that could even linger into Friday. Here's that forecast for today. Showers and thunderstorms possible early in the morning for the eastern part of the region. Otherwise, turning partly cloudy, warm and muggy with a high near 83, east to southeast wind 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild with patchy fog possible, low about 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, high close to 84, east wind up to 10. Going into Monday, another summer-like day with a mix of sun and clouds, high near 85. The outlook for Tuesday, partly sunny, very warm and humid, isolated showers possible, low 61, high up to 87, quite a day. Wednesday, mixed skies and muggy, 40% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low 62, high 83. Thursday, some off and on showers and storms likely, a little bit cooler, high 78. And Friday, cooler yet with occasional rain expected, maybe some thunder, high near 73. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently at 63 degrees, following our low so far of 61, and the high yesterday was 84. No precipitation report yesterday, none today as well. The air is calm. We have a barometric pressure falling down to 29.93, as mentioned, no precip. The record high in 1952 on this date, 93, and the record low, 29, from 1955. It was warm a year ago, 85 the high, 52 the low. The sun will rise today at 6:38, sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:40, sunset tonight 7:16. Again, following a high of 84 yesterday and a morning low of 61, we have mostly cloudy skies and we're at 63 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Good morning. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. A Southwest Wisconsin Conference game was our featured game on the radio last night. It was New Glarus and Richland Center.
Man in motion, that is Burton. Quarterback back to throw. It's going to be tipped, caught, intercepted by the Hornets. Intercepted by Richland Center. Return to the 40. Jaden Shep cuts back inside to the 30. He's moving. 25 down the sideline. Shep is going to be down the line and in for a touchdown. That's a pick six for Richland Center. And a wild and crazy game here tonight.
Time right now to check in with WRCO-FM's Phil Nee, who was on hand at the game.
New Glarus won a Southwest Wisconsin Conference football game against Richland Center 25-7 on Friday night. The Hornets fell to 2-2 and 1-1 in the league, while the Glarner Knights improved to 4-0 and 2-0 to begin the 2025 campaign. The first two scores came from kicker Ashlyn Milbauer on field goals of 23 and 30 yards. They added to the 6-0 lead with a pick six touchdown from Ethan Colstead to put the team up 13-0. Colstead would have two interceptions on the night. The Hornets tightened the gap with an interception for a touchdown of their own when Jaden Shep made the pick and returned it 40 yards for a score. Liam Fingerson kicked the extra point to make it 13-7. That would be the only Hornets score as quarterback Matt Rote ran for 46 yards, a touchdown off a quarterback sneak on a fourth down. The extra point kick was blocked by Duncan Harper of Richland Center. The final touchdown of the night came when Matt Rote threw to Tucker Sisko. With a two-point try failing, it was 25-7 at intermission. Each team had five possessions in the second half, but neither scored. The story of the game was penalties. The two teams combined for 15 penalties in the first quarter, and a total of 35 were issued in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference game. Following the 25-7 win, New Glarus will prepare for its next game when they host Broadhead Judah. Richland Center will host Platteville during the fifth week of the season. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC games from last night: River Valley over Prairie du Chien 20-17. Dodgeville, no trouble with Broadhead Judah 41-28. And Platteville got by Lancaster 40-38. Scenic Bluffs finals: the Ithaca Bulldogs traveled to Bangor, and Bangor picked up the home victory 16-8 over the visiting Bulldogs. It was Royal 26, Brookwood 23. Cashed in a 49-8 win over New Lisbon, and Hillsboro 53, Nesita 14. 2-6 Rivers games: Waseca Seneca 44, Riverdale 15, and Potosi Cassville over River Ridge 29-22. From the SWAL, Fenimore a 37-7 win over Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg. It was Cuba City 49, Mineral Point 21. Iowa Grant a 51-14 win over Pecatonica Argyle, and Darlington over Southwestern East Dubuque in a shootout 65-44. Other finals: we see Berlin 53, Mauston 6, Reedsburg over Onalaska 47-14, Ripon 42, Wisconsin Dells 34, Sauk Prairie picked up a 45-14 win over Beaver Dam, and West Salem 49, Westby nothing. Eight-player finals: Highland 70, Wisconsin Heights 42. It was Belmont with a 60-12 win over Kickapoo LaFarge, and North Crawford 44, DeSoto 16. One game scheduled for today. It's Boscobel at Blackhawk, Warren, Illinois. WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher says summertime feels like it's going to return. Today, showers and thunderstorms possible in the early morning hours. Otherwise, turning partly cloudy, warm, and muggy today, will hit a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy and mild, patchy fog possible during the overnight, a low of 61. Sunday, partly cloudy, warm, and muggy, a high in the mid-80s. Few clouds Sunday night, 61. Monday, another summer-like day with a mix of sun and clouds, 85. We warm up on Tuesday, partly sunny, very humid, a high of 87. Mixed skies and muggy on Wednesday with a chance of showers. Your midweek high, 83 degrees.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here. So my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Need the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. 2 towns back, I showed your photograph, and the gas station man just started to laugh. She said, "I might see you in this old bucket of rust," and said, "Good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plays.
A pretty big hit for Colin Ray. Yeah, she's out of town. I hate to tell you, Colin.
WRCO. Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get 4 lines for $90 a month and choose 4 of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
The 94th Annual Viola Horse and Colt Show is coming Friday and Saturday, September 19th and 20th. Parades, horse pulls, tractor pulls, a bustling midway, raffle prizes, and the Tim Daniels Band Saturday night. Proudly sponsored by BL Signs, Gander's Cleaning Service, and Hillsborough Equipment. Visit ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Water is essential to life, and at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community. With over 50 years of experience, they provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Join us this morning at 8:30 for your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. It's Prime Mover from WRCO-FM. Brought to you by Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, and All American Do-It Center. Prime Mover every Saturday morning at 8:30 from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com.
My old apartment, that's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me.
WRCO Studios. Brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP. Fueling the airwaves with great music and community warmth. Call 608-524-3914 and fuel your needs.
At 6:30, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 63 degrees with overcast conditions. The forecast from Tony Schumacher, showers and thunderstorms, still a possibility in our listening area. That possibility is lessening as they move out of the area. And then we're looking for partly cloudy, warm, and muggy conditions today with a high of 83. As mentioned, we're at 63. News is coming up next.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Good morning with a look at news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. The Bosco Bell School District was made aware on Thursday of a post shared on the You Know You're From Bosco Bell If Facebook page. The post stated that months ago, an anonymous participant overheard a middle school student say they, quote, wanted to shoot up the schools as it would be fun. Upon seeing this post on Thursday, the information was immediately turned over to the Bosco Bell Police Department and the Grand County Sheriff's Office. Both agencies reviewed their call logs and reports and confirmed that they could not locate a report of this exchange. Bosco Bell Area Schools also has no record of a report being made. The Bosco Bell Police Department continues to investigate the allegation referenced in Thursday's Facebook post. Law enforcement has made contact with the anonymous poster to gather clarifying information, including the name of the possible student involved. Thursday night, Bosco Bell Police Department confirmed that this interaction occurred several months ago. With that said, there is no current threat to the school that could be established at this time. However, the investigation remains ongoing. Both the district and the police department take all potential threats extremely seriously. As more information becomes available, the police department and the district will provide updates to the community. The safety and security of students, staff, and families will always be the highest priority. Students, staff, and community are reminded to speak up. If you see something, hear something, say something right away. For more information about making reports and recognizing suspicious activity, visit the U.S. Department of Homeland Security website, dhs.gov/c-something-say. The highest-ranking Republican in the Wisconsin Assembly says he doesn't want to, quote, fortify the state capitol, which is one of the country's most accessible state houses. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Thursday that lawmakers are looking at ways to bolster safety in other areas, such as at office holders' homes. His comments came a day after the killing of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah and 3 months after the targeted shootings of two Minnesota state lawmakers. Voss said he doesn't want to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside government buildings. Nathan Randall Gossman, 40, of Canton, Minnesota, has been transferred to the Vernon County Sheriff's Department from the Olmsted County Adult Detention Facility in Rochester, Minnesota, where he's been since his arrest on August 18th. Gossman fled on foot from Viroqua Police Department officers a month ago following a high-speed chase. He was believed to have stolen a dump truck in rural DeSoto, which was found in Rochester, Minnesota. Gossman waived formal extradition proceedings. He was transported to the Vernon County Sheriff's Office Detention Center on Wednesday. He appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court late Thursday afternoon, where a $25,000 cash bond was ordered. He's due back in Vernon County Circuit Court on September 23rd. He is facing 9 criminal charges filed by Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher, stemming from the August 15th and 16th incidents in Vernon County, under investigation by the Viroqua Police Department and the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. Bethlehem Lutheran Richland Center will be holding its annual Fall Festival today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be plenty of activities for everyone to enjoy. The Fall Festival is important to the Bethlehem Lutheran family. Conrad Prell is the pastor of the church.
It's one of the outreach efforts we have. Hopefully people will come from all over the Richland Center, Rockbridge, Hub City, Bloom City, all those little towns in the area. We'll invite them inside. We've got a spaghetti dinner that we're going to be having, and we can walk them through if they want to walk through where we actually worship and take them down through the academy itself that Pastor Louis got going for several years and let them know that that's still active. And we are always interested in helping out with parents if they need time for their kids, if they'd like to send their kids to the academy.
The spaghetti dinner that Pastor Prell referenced will be served from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. today. Other activities include Jed's Car Show. Registration for the show will be 8 until noon. Trophies will be awarded, and anyone is welcome to enter. There'll also be a craft fair and swap meet. The Family Fall Festival will feature activities for all ages, including Hot Wheel races, pedal car races, wagon races, face painting, crafts, and animals from Tiny Acres Farm will be in attendance. If you'd like to show up and volunteer, Bethlehem Lutheran welcomes the help. All are welcome to attend the Bethlehem Lutheran Fall Festival today, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 25500 Rockbridge School Street, Richland Center. And Ho-Chunk filmmaker, comedian, and musician Casey Brown will give a talk at Cross Currents on Sunday at 2 p.m. The Emmy Award-winning Brown will present Shuffling Many Worlds, How Being Ho-Chunk is Modern. Brown will speak about his experience as a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. Brown served as Executive Public Relations Officer for the Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin, where he won an Emmy for the film exploring the artistic process of Truman Lowe. He's a lifelong advocate for American Indian rights. Cross Currents Heritage Center, known as CHC, is a new gathering place in southwest Wisconsin, committed to preserving and interpreting the natural, indigenous, and European settler history of southwest Wisconsin. Casey Brown's presentation at Cross Currents Heritage Center will take place at the Old Combe House Sunday tomorrow at 2 p.m. A short question and answer period will follow his talk. Admission is by donation, but seating is limited, so pre-registration is required. To pre-register, go online to crosscurrentsheritage.org. The program is recommended for ages 12 and up.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. Red hot deals are sizzling at Ace Hardware through September 30th. Save on Cabot exterior stain 1 gallon, $10 off instantly. Perfect for refreshing decks, fences, and siding. Get your lawn and garden ready with Scott's Turf Builder. Fall lawn food, $21.99. Or grab RV and marine antifreeze, 2 for $6.50, to protect your equipment this season. Ace Hardware, red hot deals for your home, garden, and outdoors. And don't wait, sale ends September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher says summertime feels like it's going to return. Today, showers and thunderstorms possible in the early morning hours. Otherwise, turning partly cloudy, warm, and muggy. Today will hit a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy and mild, patchy fog possible during the overnight, a low of 61. Sunday, partly cloudy, warm, and muggy, a high in the mid-80s. Few clouds Sunday night, 61. Monday, another summer-like day with a mix of sun and clouds, 85. We warm up on Tuesday, partly sunny, very humid, a high of 87. Mixed skies and muggy on Wednesday with a chance of showers. Your midweek high, 83 degrees.
Saturday night, September 20th, it's class reunion night at the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Showing will be the 1980s classic 16 Candles, and the all-new Spinal Tap 2 is the second of the double feature. WRCO's Those Were the Days will be on hand for the event, broadcasting live from 5:30 until showtime around 7:30. If you bring your senior picture, entry fee will only be $2 to see the movies. Don't worry that anybody else will see it, just the person at the gate. It's not that funny. Bring your senior picture and get in for $2 Saturday night, September 20th at the Starlight 14 Drive-In, showing 16 Candles, Spinal Tap 2, and be there for Those Were the Days. 2-hour pregame show. We'll be giving away some prizes, playing trivia, and who knows what we'll talk about.
Be sure and join WRCOFM and Facebook as we prepare for the class reunion at Starlight 14. You can join us on Facebook to see reimagined senior pictures of the entire staff. WRCO and WRCO.com Radio Sports brought to you on this fine Saturday by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. When we come back, we'll have a look at high school football.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. A Southwest Wisconsin Conference game was our featured game on the radio last night. It was New Glarus and Richland Center.
Man in motion. That is Burton. Quarterback back to throw. It's going to be tipped, caught, intercepted by the Hornets. Intercepted by Richland Center. Return to the 40. Jaden Shep cuts back inside to the 30. He's moving 25 down the sideline. Shep is going to be down the line and in for a touchdown. That's a pick six for Richland Center. And a wild and crazy game here tonight.
Time right now to check in with WRCO-FM's Phil Nee, who was on hand at the game.
New Glarus won a Southwest Wisconsin Conference football game against Richland Center 25-7 on Friday night. The Hornets fell to 2-2 and 1-1 in the league, while the Glarner Knights improved to 4-0 and 2-0 to begin the 2025 campaign. The first two scores came from kicker Ashlyn Milbauer on field goals of 23 and 30 yards. They added to the 6-0 lead with a pick-six touchdown from Ethan Colstead to put the team up 13-0. Colstead would have two interceptions on the night. The Hornets tightened the gap with an interception for a touchdown of their own when Jaden Shep made the pick and returned it 40 yards for a score. Liam Fingerson kicked the extra point to make it 13-7. That would be the only Hornets score as quarterback Matt Rote ran for 46 yards, a touchdown off a quarterback sneak on a fourth down. The extra point kick was blocked by Duncan Harper of Richland Center. The final touchdown of the night came when Matt Rote threw to Tucker Sisko. With a two-point try failing, it was 25-7 at intermission. Each team had five possessions in the second half, but neither scored. The story of the game was penalties. The two teams combined for 15 penalties in the first quarter, and a total of 35 were issued in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference game. Following the 25-7 win, New Glarus will prepare for its next game when they host Broadhead Judah. Richland Center will host Platteville during the fifth week of the season. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC games from last night: River Valley over Prairie du Chien, 20-17. Dodgeville, no trouble with Broadhead Judah, 41-28. And Platteville got by Lancaster, 40-38. Scenic Bluffs finals: the Ithaca Bulldogs traveled to Bangor, and Bangor picked up the home victory, 16-8 over the visiting Bulldogs. It was Royal 26, Brookwood 23. Cashed in a 49-8 win over New Lisbon, and Hillsboro 53, Nesita 14. 2-6 Rivers games: Wazika Seneca 44, Riverdale 15, and Potosi Cassville over River Ridge 29-22. From the SWAL, Fenimore a 37-7 win over Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg. It was Cuba City 49, Mineral Point 21. Iowa Grant a 51-14 win over Pecatonica Argyle, and Darlington over Southwestern East Dubuque in a shootout, 65-44. Other finals: we see Berlin 53, Mauston 6, Reedsburg over Onalaska 47-14, Ripon 42, Wisconsin Dells 34, Sauk Prairie picked up a 45-14 win over Beaver Dam, and West Salem 49, Westby nothing. Eight-player finals: Highland 70, Wisconsin Heights 42. It was Belmont with a 60-12 win over Kickapoo LaFarge, and North Crawford 44, DeSoto 16. One game scheduled for today. It's Boscobel at Blackhawk, Warren, Illinois.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarealLC.com.
Quinn Priester pitched 5 1/3 strong innings to win his 12th straight decision. Christian Yelich homered, and the major league leading Milwaukee Brewers snapped a 3-game skid by beating the St. Louis Cardinals last night in Milwaukee 8-2. The Brewers have won each of their last 18 games in which Priester has pitched. That stretch includes 15 starts and 3 performances in which Priester followed an opener. The Cardinals dropped their 4th in a row. Yelich hit a 2-run homer off Jorge Alcala in the 7th inning. His 28th homer of the year was a 432-foot blast off the center field scoreboard. Other finals from last night in the National League, Washington edged Pittsburgh 6-5, Colorado doubled up on San Diego 4-2, and San Fran downed the Dodgers 5-1. Junior Circuit Finals, Cleveland shut out the Chi Sox 4-0, Toronto a 6-1 win over Baltimore. The Yankees 4, Boston 1, and Seattle 2-1 over the Angels. Handful of interleague games, the Cubs pick up a victory over Tampa Bay 6-4, Miami all over Detroit 8-2. Same score, Philadelphia 8, KC 2, Houston pounded Atlanta 11-3. Texas 8, the Mets 3, Minnesota edged Arizona 9-8, and the Athletics blank Cincinnati 3-0. The Wisconsin Badger football's improving defense faces its biggest test of the season thus far when the Badgers visit number 19 Alabama today. Wisconsin is a 20.5-point underdog in the highest profile game of the day involving a Big Ten team. The Badgers are seeking to beat a top 25 team for the first time in Luke Fickell's 3-year coaching tenure. Another interesting Big Ten matchup has Minnesota traveling to California in a game of unbeaten teams. Pre-game for the Badgers in Alabama starts at 9 a.m. and kick is set for a little after 11 on our sister station WRCE AM 1450. And FM 107.7. And the Green Bay Packers do not technically play this weekend, at least not tomorrow, as they picked up a Week 2 victory Thursday night over the Washington Commanders. With a look at sports on WRCO, I'm Adam Hess.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Destination New Orleans. Boss man says my big promotion's on the line. He says that's right where I need to be. Lately I've been on the road more than I've been home. All this leaving her alone is killing me. Got me thinking more and more. This is right where I need to be. Where when I hear her, I can see her, I can smell her sweet perfume. I can feel her skin against me when I sleep. Where I won't miss her, I can kiss her anytime that I want to. Yeah, that's right where I need to be.
I ain't flying out of here tonight with an empty first class seat. 'Cause I finally got all my priorities in line. I'm right where I need to be.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also, that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Looking for a fun-filled weekend with a touch of tradition? Then head to Viola, Wisconsin for the 94th annual Viola Horse and Colt Show, Friday, September 19th and Saturday, September 20th. This two-day celebration has something for everyone. From the lively ground parade to thrilling horse, truck, and tractor pulls, there's no shortage of excitement. Stroll through the bustling midway, enjoy mouth-watering fair food, and try your luck in the raffle, featuring not one, but two $2,500 cash prizes. And don't forget the big finale. Tim Daniels Band takes the stage Saturday night to keep the party going strong. It's a weekend packed with entertainment, tradition, and hometown charm. Join the fun at the Viola Horse and Colt Show now in its 94th year. For full event details, visit ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com. That's ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Maverick took the run with a traveling man.
left a mama crying with her head in her hands. Such a sad case, so brokenhearted. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town. I'm tired of hanging around, I gotta roll on between the ditches. It's just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
Now, don't you never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere you're going, such a very short time. You'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the wrong daylight.
Every Saturday morning at 7:20, it's a look at this week in entertainment history. A look at this week in entertainment history is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance. Join us every Saturday morning at 7:20 for a look at this week in entertainment history from WRCO-FM.
For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can